currently, I think I'm right on this, we are engaged in activities against ISIL, military activities in Iraq, Syria, Afghanistan, Yemen, Libya. And then when we were on a, during that week of congressional recess, the President sent to Congress a war powers letter indicating the detachment of, I think, 300 American troops to Cameroon to assist in activities against Boko Haram, which has pledged allegiance to ISIL. Have I omitted any countries where there is currently activity that is either ISIL activity or groups that have pledged allegiance to ISIL?
We're watching ISIL all over the world, Senator, as you know. It has aspirations and tries to metastasize, uses the web. I mean, we have had, and Director Comey's made this very clear, Americans who have self-radicalized.
That's going to be my next question.
A phenomenon that is around the world. We're watching it around the world, not just ourselves, but in law enforcement and intelligence circles. It's one of the reasons why ISIL needs to be defeated.
In terms of kind of kinetic activities by the military, though, am I right that currently it's Iraq, Syria, Afghanistan, Yemen, Libya, and then the deployment of troops to Cameroon?
It depends on what you mean by that. You want to go ahead, Joe.
Senator, we don't currently have operations ongoing in Yemen, direct operations against ISIL. We don't have operations against Libya against ISIL. And our support in Cameroon is ISR support in support of operations against Boko Haram.
Okay.
But Secretary Carter, we can get you what we're doing in each country, but it's...
And I don't want to get into asking about non-DOD title activity, so I'll omit that. But just, I think the record and the public record about activities in those countries is fairly plain.